Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning, Mesilas Sharim. Thank you for adjusting this week. Baruch Hashem, I have to travel for a simcha. So we're meeting Tuesday, not Wednesday. A good yantif, Lag Ba'Omer, the light of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, should illuminate the world, Amir Tashem, for all of us. I want to thank our generous, anonymous sponsor, sponsoring 10 Minutes of Meaning, Zecher Nishmas, Alter Shlomo Ben Pinchas. We are on the 22nd chapter of Mesilas Sharim. We've been learning about the Midah Vanivas, the quality of humility, and how when one runs after kavod, if you pursue honor, honor runs away from you. If you run away from honor, then honor pursues you. A person has to be humble, both in our personality, our perspective, our attitude, our thoughts, humble in our posture, the way we walk, the way we carry ourselves, our expectations, our sense of entitlement, humble in the way that we speak, and humble in the way that we treat others. We last left off, usnas ha-rabbanus, the idea of hating the rabbinate, or not rabbis or the rabbinate, but hating authority, even the one who needs to concede, even one who needs to make the concession to serve in a position of authority. A person has to be a chairman of a board, a person has to be a president, a person has to be a head of school or a rabbi. One should embrace the opportunity to serve, but to have disdain for the profile, the honor that comes with it. Honor is no more than the greatest of vanities. Honor is fleeting. If you start to believe the hype, if you believe what people are saying, take what you do seriously, don't take who you are, don't take what they say too seriously. If a person actually believes the hype, if you accept the honor, if you somehow have your ego inflated, if you get some kind of a high from the honor, the likes, the follows, the posts, the tweets, the comments, then it's going to distract you and it's going to entirely remove you from your world, the world of an equilibrium, the world of mental happiness, and the world of what you're meant to be doing. And a person who really understands the vanity of honor, person who understands how fleeting it is, person who understands how depleting it is, person who understands how distracting it is from what needs to get done, will in fact be repulsed by honor. We'll never lean into it, we'll never believe it, we'll never pursue it, we'll never want it. And a person who has a high degree of self-awareness, a person who's real and genuine with themselves, will know. We all know our faults. We know our failure. We know our warts and our pimples. We know what we get wrong. And when you hear someone else praise you, you hear somebody else honor you, then it should be a source of pain because you realize if they only knew. If they only knew my struggles, if they only knew my failures, if they only knew where I go wrong, if they only knew what I'm imperfect of, in reality, a person will feel shame, a person will feel pain over the fact that not only do you have to contend with what you get wrong, now you have to contend with the fact that the false praise that someone's heaping upon you. So never believe, never lean in, never accept the hype. Take what you do seriously. Don't take your title or yourself too seriously. We know our shortcomings and our failures. We know our struggles. And therefore, it should be a source of shame. If somebody heaps praise or honor upon you, you should push it away. It's not true. You don't know. If you only knew, none of us are worthy of what they say. Achelek haravi, the fourth aspect to honor, writes the Ramchal, hu chilek hakavod l'chol adam, is how we respect other people. Honor and respect is how we should treat others, not what we should feel entitled from others. V'chein shaninu, the Mishnah Navos teaches, Evzu mechubod, who is somebody who's respected? Machabedes habrios. You want honor? If you want honor, it's not by being an influencer. If you want honor, it's not by having fame. If you want honor, it's not the praise that people say that you don't deserve that should be a source of shame. If you want honor, it's by treating other people with honor. It's by being honorable. V'imru'o, the Gemara Pesachim teaches, minayina yodeh b'chavir shugodol mimeno afilu b'davar echad, chayv linog bo kavod. If you are exposed to, you know about somebody, they're better than you in one thing. Somebody knows one more thing than you know. Someone davens with a shtickle more kavana, gives a little more tztaka, a little more chesed, a little more patient, you should honor them. Chayv linog bo kavod. Who are you? You think you're such a graceful person because you have the title, you have the seat of authority, you have a bigger name, you have more fame, you're a gornish, you're nothing. People only knew your struggles and your challenges, you should feel a sense of shame. And when you're exposed, when you see someone who's a little bit better, has a little bit more in any area than you, give them kavod. So, Ezim Mechubod, Who is the person who in fact deserves honor is Machaber Sabrios, is the person who honors others, treats everybody with respect. I once read about a surgeon who had the most popular residency. Everyone tried to get into their residency post-medical school. And the surgeon had a particular test to graduate the residency program. At the end, eventually they caught on. But he'd asked one simple question. It wasn't about a medical technique. It wasn't about medical knowledge, medical know-how. He would ask, what's the name of the custodian who comes into the operating room to clean up after you when you're done? Surgery can be messy. It's bloody gauze, there's equipment, there's instruments, the floor can be dirty, the room needs to be sterilized. What's the name of the custodian, the janitor, the person who comes in to clean up after you? That's the lesson. That was the message to graduate his residency program in surgery. All the know-how, all the technique, obviously critically important. But after all your time in residency, somebody cleaned up after you. You, fancy surgeon. You, high-profile surgeon. You, surgeon who think you're saving lives and saving the world. Do you even know the name of the person who comes in all the time to clean up after you? Mechaber Sabrios. You Mechaber Sabrios. You know, we have a lot of scholars and residents, Baruch Hashem. We have Rosh Yeshiva. We have great people who come. What's impressive is not the shiur they give in front of a packed house. What's impressive is if you ever see the way they walk by and they treat others. I'll never forget once Rabbi Pesach Krohn was visiting our community, and it was before Junior, and he walked by the custodian who was setting up the room. We were walking, and he said, one second. And he went backwards, he went over, and he said, I'm visiting speaker. Thank you so much for all that you did to set up the room and clean up the room. I really appreciate it. My name is Pesach. What's your name? And I remember watching. There was no one else in the room. There was no camera. He had no way of knowing I would ever see or notice or tell that story. But you learn everything about someone when the lights are off, the camera's off. How do you treat the custodian who cleans up after you? How do you treat the wait, the help staff, the flight attendant, the housekeeper? How do you treat the custodian in shul? Do you know their name, the security guard? Are you mechaberes abrios? It doesn't say mechaberes Yisrael. It doesn't say do you honor and thank the Yidden, the Jew. It says habrios. Every creation of Hashem, every human being, those who need it the most because they feel the most invisible and inconsequential, do you know their name? Do you stop and say thank you? Not just the Yidden, not just every Jew. Mechaberes abrios. Mishnah Nova says, "Avim makdim shalom kol adam." Be first to say hello to every person. Tell the story. I can't imagine he would want the story told as if it's exceptional. Of Yaakov Kamenetsky, when he would go for a walk in Muncie, was near a convent, and he would stop and say hello and good morning to all of the nuns. I think it appears in the book on Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov would hear, that's a story? That I say good morning? That's a story? Havimakdim Shalom Kaladim, it's a Mishnah, it's not a story. It's not godless, it's basic Menschlichkeit. You say hello to everybody. You walk by everyone, you say good morning. You say hello, Jew, non-Jew. V'amru alav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shlo hiktim lo adam shalom me'olam, afilu goy bashuk. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, everyone who walked by, he had a smile and a positive demeanor and a happy disposition. He said good morning to everybody he saw. U'bein b'dibur, u'bein b'maisam, chayev lino kavod b'chaveirov. Say please, say thank you, hold the door. These are basic derech eretz and menschlichkeit, common sense, not so common. And not so basic today. With everything else that we teach and we should, Liman HaTorah on the highest levels. How about the basics? Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't too great to say hello to the Goy Bashuk. You go to Town Center Mall, you're picking something up at the supermarket. Do you know the checkout person? Do you say thank you? Please, are you on your phone? You didn't even notice them? You stuck your credit card in the machine, you walked out, you never made eye contact, you never said thank you, you never said good afternoon. Go even greater, read the names, use their name. It's good enough for Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, good enough for Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, good enough for the Chazal and Pirkei Avos, should be more than good enough for us. That's a person that you honor. You don't honor the person who packs the house with the biggest crowd, who has the most fame and fortune, is the biggest influencer. You know you honor? The person who says please and thank you, holds the door, who's kind and courteous. The person who's Mechaberes Abrios. Kvar Sipur Zichron of Racham, Yesav Arba, I love Tamidei Rabbi Kiva Shemesu, Shalo Yonagu Kam Zebazeh. You couldn't have planned this better. Today, Lag Ba'omer. The Gemara Yevamos tells us why. Why for the first 33 days of the Omer? I know some of the custom, the Arizal all the way through. But why didn't we shave? Why didn't we listen to music? Why didn't we take a haircut? Because we were grieving. 24,000 funerals, 24,000 espedim, 24,000 Shiva calls. What caused that pandemic? Lo Nagu Kavod Zebazeh. Because they didn't have basic common courtesy. Not because they didn't receive honor, they didn't give honor. They didn't treat honorably other people around them. They didn't treat honorably the people around them. So that is what Anivas is all about. You want to know who's humble? It's not the person who tells you how humble they are. That's not humility. You want to know who's humble? Watch the way they behave when the lights and the camera and the internet connection are off. Who are they offline? How do they behave? Who do they thank? Do they have common courtesy? Do they treat other people with honor? That's who is deserving of honor. 9:30 Parsha Perspectives this morning. Double Parsha for the price of one. Bahar Bechukosai, tomorrow night behind the Bima. Have a good Yontif of Lag Ba'Omer. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy.